You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Tesla Time and How Elon Musk Measures Everything in Dog Years by Jack Stewart. You know how one dog year is equal to 7 human years because your furry friends squeeze a whole lot of living into their shorter lifespans? Well, serial entrepreneur and inventor Elon Musk seems to experience life in somewhat the same way. The Tesla, SpaceX, and boring company boss believes everything should happen more quickly than most people assume is possible. In Elon's world, deadlines are shorter, 3 months is a long development time, and 2020, well, that's the distant future. An Elon year, it's clear, doesn't equal one lap around the sun. So, we broke out the slide rules and crunched the numbers based on his deadlines, deliveries, and predictions, and our totally scientific, I promise, calculations show that for Mr. Musk, 1 year is equivalent to something like 8 years for the rest of the world. Take building a rocket. In 2002, Musk decided to start SpaceX to build his own rockets after deciding buying Russian ones was too expensive. In 2008, his Falcon 1 became the first privately funded rocket to reach orbit. In 2000, Amazon's Jeff Bezos launched Blue Origin, another private space venture. Although the company has also demonstrated a soft landing of a rocket, it's only managed to make it to the relatively accessible edge of space. Its New Glenn launch vehicle, which will actually make it into orbit, is expected to launch prior to 2020. That's 6 years versus 20, or a time ratio of 1 to 3.33. And how about making a self-driving car? Well, Ford says it'll have a fully self-driving car serving customers by 2021. Uber and Volvo are working on the same time frame. Musk, meanwhile, says a Tesla will drive itself across the country sometime by the end of 2017. 1 year versus 4, or a time ratio of 1 to 4. And how about a zip line from Los Angeles to San Francisco? Now, California's high-speed rail project promises travel between San Francisco and Los Angeles at up to 220 miles per hour, or under 3 hours for the whole trip. Elon conjured up the Hyperloop, which would allow travel in near-vacuum tubes at around 700 miles per hour and do the trip in 30 minutes. At this stage, both are probably equally unrealistic, but still, 30 minutes versus 180 minutes, or a time ratio of 1 to 6. And then there's digging a tunnel. Elon is digging a tunnel. Nobody really knows why, something to do with avoiding traffic. He calls it the beginning of an experiment. He says a snail moves 14 times faster than a modern tunnel boring machine. His boring company's goal is to defeat the snail in a race, and in the process upend the tunneling industry and save humans from soul-sucking traffic. That's a time ratio of 1 to 14. Well, how about selling an affordable electric car? Starting a car company is idiotic and an electric car company is idiocy squared, Musk said in his master plan, Part D, in 2016. But that didn't stop him. And this is one area where Musk's insane public deadlines influenced another company to do better. Chevrolet took a concept Bolt EV, shown at the Detroit Auto Show in January 2015, and had it on sale by December 2016. Pretty impressive. The Tesla Model 3 was first shown to the public in March 2016, and production of cars is due to start in July 2017, although the first off the line will go to employees. Of course, both vehicles were in development long before they were shown, but still. 16 months versus 24, or a time ratio of 1 to 1.5. And how about running a car production line? Elon is big on building the machine that builds the machine. His factories are just as important a product as the car battery or solar panel they spit out, and he thinks he can make them run a lot faster. The exit rate of cells will be faster than bullets from a machine gun, he said of battery cells from the Gigafactory in 2016. Now, a modern car production line runs fast enough to easily spit out a completed car every 3 minutes. Musk's Model X and Model S production line in Fremont, California, currently runs at about 5 centimeters per second. He says Tesla can make it 20 times faster. That's 1 meter per second, and that would mean a car is spat out every 10 seconds-ish, and maybe faster. So that's 180 seconds versus 10 seconds, or a time ratio of 1 to 18. And then there's going to Mars. Well, NASA hopes to get humans to Mars by the 2030s. Musk wants his SpaceX company to start a civilization of millions on the red planet by the 2060s, with first manned missions in the 2025 timeframe. 1 year versus eight is a time ratio of, yes, 1 to 8. And that comes the math. Average out the time ratios on Elon Musk's various projects and you get 1 to 7.83, indicating that Musk typically plans to do in 1 year what it would take the average human to do in nearly 8 years. Not that dissimilar to your canine companion. No wonder the busiest man in tech gets so much done.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.